beaches are supposed to close to swimmers when bacteria levels in the water surpass state limits. But the test for those bacteria takes 24 hours to return results, leaving swimmers at risk in the meantime. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg has the story of an effort to change that.
The current method of testing water for bacteria has been in use for almost 100 years. Ruth Richardson's an engineering professor at Cornell University, and she says that's way too long.
This status quo, this sort of gold standard that's kind of outdated in the molecular age, is ripe for replacement. The tool that we have gives an answer on site within an hour.
Richardson is on the team that's developing that new tool, and she says on-site is key because it means parks officials don't have to send their samples off to a lab and wait for the results to come back the next day. They can make a decision on the spot, before the beach opens for the day, about whether it's safe to swim. Monroe County Health Department spokesman John Ritchie says without on-the-spot tests, they rely on substitute measures like how murky the water is or whether there's algae blooming to decide if it's safe.
To actually wait on the lab results, you would always be waiting 24 hours, and that clearly wouldn't be acceptable. You know, we need to make a decision usually every day by about 9 or so whether we're going to allow swimming.
Ritchie and Richardson both say that the current method is prone to error.
If it looks like a fine day and you take your sample and you invite your guests in, you might find 24 hours later that the indicator levels were actually very elevated and the water might not have been safe. So maybe you shouldn't have been open yesterday.
On the other hand, she says, sometimes beaches close because they thought it was unsafe, but then the tests come back negative and they could have been open. Richardson's team will be field testing their new system near Buffalo in about 2 weeks. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.